Conal, the statistic says it in itself. Just 1 in 18 cases are solved. 17 in every 18 cases, they get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's depressing, and quite simply, Stephen, it's just not good enough. We're doing a big piece of work in the policing board at the moment about community confidence in policing, and one of the issues that comes up most often when we have conversations with representatives of different sections of our community is what Marie is saying, just how little confidence older people in particular have in the PS&I these days. And it is down to their perception that there are fewer police on the street, but it's also down to their life experience that when they phone the police, unfortunately, they don't feel that the level of service they receive is good enough. And whenever a crime does occur, even if it's a burglary and, you know, thankfully only something's been taken, no one has been hurt, they have no expectation that the police will solve that crime. And I think Marie makes a very good point about neighbours.
Well, they probably shouldn't have an expectation, Conal. If you look at these figures again, you know, if 17 and 18 cases end up in failure, the message at the minute is it's more than likely that whoever assaults you or robs you, they'll get away with it.
Absolutely, and I think that is a huge issue for the PS&I, and it's not one that, with the greatest respect, the chief constable coming on and spinning you a story about stuff that he has a statutory duty to do, as if it's a new initiative, which is what he did last week in punishment meetings, by the way. He has a statutory duty to tackle those. He should be doing every day what he said he was launching.
Well, we'll be probing all of that on the TV show tonight at 10:35.
Absolutely, but back to this one. You know, what we need to do is, yes, we need to look out for each other at neighbourhood level, but we really need to turn our police service into a community-facing and community-focused police service. And it isn't that. It just isn't. It gets distracted by other stuff. It goes off chasing security agendas. It goes off putting barriers in the way of being able to get closely in contact with the communities it's meant to serve. And, I mean, I'm glad these statistics are out because they show the reality of the situation. They show that no matter what you're told, and at the policing board we get told lots of stuff, the truth of the matter is that from the consumer's point of view, from the citizen's point of view, and particularly from older people's point of view, the PS&I is more often than not meeting their needs.
This isn't just about the police, though, is it? This is about also the courts, the whole judicial system. What type of sentences are people being given when they are attacking our most vulnerable, when they're attacking the elderly? Are they being given big enough sentences?
I haven't seen the story, but if I heard you correctly, Stephen, you were saying that charges were only coming forward in a very small number of cases.
That's
correct?
Right. Yeah.
Well, that would be a police issue, Stephen.
Well, of course, that's a police issue. But for the very few people who are charged, it would be interesting actually for us to look at what type of charges, what type of sentencing, they're actually given when they are done, when they're found guilty. I'd like to look at that. What type of sentence do you get if you beat up an elderly person?
That's a fair question, Stephen, but let's look at the police issue. You know, let's just focus on one of the agencies here, the first one, the ones whose job it is to respond to someone who's a victim of crime and to try and deliver some sort of resolution for that individual. In other words, give them some sort of justice. If charges are only resulting in a tiny minority of all reported burglaries, then there's a big problem. Because it shows that whatever is happening, the detection process, you know, the way the police are going about trying to find people, to track them down, is not working.
Well, and also the community. What about the community responsibility to shop these people? I'm always very uncomfortable, Conal, when people like you just focus on the police. The community has a role to play here.
The police are the ones with the power to do this. I started by saying we have to start looking out for each other and we have to get better at it. And yes, you know, someone somewhere has a good idea what, you know, little Johnny might be up to if he is off burglaring older people. And there is, unfortunately, a tendency in our society to prey on the most vulnerable. And a lot of petty criminals perceive, you know, older people to be amongst the most vulnerable. But the people whose job it is to put themselves at the heart of this problem and really work with the community, work with neighbours, work with the victims of crime, and work with those who are perpetrating the crime to try and get them to stop